None but the hungry heart. 8:18. Another altogether. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Matthew 17:5. Seeing the blackness of my heart provides the perfect backdrop for the bright and shining glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is my life. I am to be as well pleased with him and him alone as is my Father. The learning of what I am and what I have been in Adam is truly humbling. But it need not be distressing if I see that all those conditions which have been present with me have just been the occasion for my Father to bring to light what is in his heart concerning me. When I see this, those very conditions magnify before my soul the greatness of his salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. The weakness that is in myself, and the many things which I have to deplore in my past, or perhaps even in my present, make me thankful to know that my Father has brought in another man, and has secured in him all his own thoughts of blessing manhood. There is what is perfect and absolutely for God's satisfaction and delight in the Lord Jesus, and it remains unaffected by what I find in myself. Nay, every self-discovery makes his perfection more a necessity to my heart. What I learn and experience in myself makes me rejoice to believe on another in whom every promise of God is yea and amen. The secret of being like the Lord Jesus is that we are to count ourselves dead to the old and alive in the new. We are to give up our self-effort after likeness to him. We are to distrust our own strength as much as we distrust our own weakness and our own sin. And instead of striving to live like the Lord Jesus, let him live through us, as he greatly desires to do. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shone in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6.